Today is Thursday, October 7th. What to know about a possible compromise on Capitol Hill? It's coming just days before the U.S. is set to default on its debt, which would likely trigger a financial crisis. Also, what a judge just ruled about the abortion ban in Texas. And a first-of-its-kind vaccine for malaria. Plus, we'll explain a student loan overhaul happening soon, how GM is taking on Tesla, and new features on Google Maps, search, and more to help you go green. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It could be a breakthrough on Capitol Hill. It seems Congress is finally willing to move past the standoff over the nation's debt ceiling. This week, White House officials and corporate executives have really been pressuring lawmakers to take action. That's because if the debt ceiling is not addressed in the next 11 days, the government will not be able to pay its bills on time. Economists think that could trigger an economic recession, a widespread stock market sell-off, a spike in interest rates, job losses, and more that could take decades to recover from. But it looks like we will not have to worry about that, at least not right away. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell now says Republicans will let Dems vote on a short-term extension to keep the U.S. out of the woods for the next couple of months. That's something he's said no to for the last few weeks. But McConnell changed his tune, saying he's willing to protect the American people from a near-term crisis. Still, he says the GOP will not vote to raise the debt ceiling long-term. He's demanding Democrats use another tactic to get that done. It's a complicated and time-consuming procedure known as budget reconciliation. Both sides will have 2 months to figure that out. For now, Democrats who control Congress say they're going to move forward on the short-term vote soon, since it seems they have the votes now to avoid a potential disaster. Remember, raising the debt ceiling does not authorize new spending. It lets the government borrow money to pay for expenses that were already authorized. Stay tuned. The new controversial Texas abortion law is now on hold. A federal judge sided with the Biden administration that sued to try and block the state law. And in doing so, the judge called the law offensive, saying it takes away Texans' constitutional rights to get abortions. Remember, the law bans the procedure as soon as doctors can detect a heartbeat. That's usually about 6 weeks into a pregnancy, and sometimes before women know they're pregnant. It also gives private citizens the power to sue abortion providers, or really anyone else who helps someone get an abortion. In response to the judge's ruling this week, the U.S. Attorney General called it a, quote, victory for women in Texas and for the rule of law. But it might not last long. Officials in Texas already say they plan to appeal to a court that sided with them on this issue before. An anti-abortion group in Texas also responded, accusing this week's judge of just catering to the abortion industry instead of the rule of law. And in the meantime, abortions are still going to be hard to come by in the state. Texas officials are threatening providers, saying they could still be sued when the law gets reinstated. So many doctors fear making any changes until there's a more permanent legal decision. To be continued. Well, sadly, we have another school shooting to tell you about this morning. Right away, we want to mention it looks like everyone is going to survive this one. Police say it all started with a fight in a classroom at a high school in Arlington, Texas, in between Dallas and Fort Worth. An 18-year-old student who was part of that fight opened fire and hurt four people. The shooter was able to get away at first, driving off campus, but after an hours-long manhunt, police say he was finally brought into custody. The shooter's family says he was bullied and robbed twice at the school. Two students and a teacher had to go to the hospital and two needed surgery, but they are all expected to survive their injuries. Children are starting to make up a larger portion of new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. The American Academy of Pediatrics says children now account for 27% of coronavirus infections, but they only make up 22% of the U.S. population. This could be because so many children are now back to school in person and doing extracurricular activities. Also, kids younger than 12 are not yet eligible for the vaccines. Now, keep in mind, most children do not get very severe cases. In fact, kids continue to make up less than 1% of COVID-19 deaths. Still, health experts say the best way to protect kids is for the adults around them to get their shots and for kids to get vaccinated when they are eligible. At-home COVID-19 tests might soon be a little easier to come by. We're talking about the over-the-counter swabs people can buy at the pharmacy and take at home without needing a lab to decipher the results. In fact, results usually come back within minutes, but they've been in short supply. So the Biden administration announced it's investing another $1 billion to buy millions more of them. Starting in December, the White House's COVID-19 response coordinator says there will be 200 million tests on the market each month. That's four times more than there are now. For the first time in history, the world has a vaccine to fight malaria. The World Health Organization approved a first-of-its-kind vaccine that's been proven to help prevent severe cases in babies and small children. It's critical because malaria kills about 500,000 people each year, most of them in sub-Saharan Africa, who get it from parasites. It's commonly spread through a certain type of mosquito, and about half of the victims are children younger than 5. The new vaccine requires 4 doses over an 18-month period. Already, more than 800,000 babies and children in Kenya, Ghana, and Malawi got the shots in a pilot program over the last 3 years. Researchers say in those kids, the vaccine prevented about 30% of severe malaria cases. Critics have questioned whether the vaccine is worth the investment, since 30% doesn't seem that high. But supporters say it'll still make a big difference and save more than 20,000 children each year. All right, more news just ahead. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor, CrowdHealth. Health insurance and medical bills can be so stressful. High premiums, high deductibles, and a confusing process. But now you have a new option. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a monthly subscription for a community of people looking for a better way to pay medical expenses. And for some, it can save hundreds of dollars every month. CrowdHealth is really for those health-conscious people who are not already getting insurance from an employer. The founder, Andy, started CrowdHealth after he had to write an $8,000 check for his daughter to get a procedure. He was already paying $1,200 a month for his family's health insurance. But now with CrowdHealth, he pays just $700 a month for his family and would only owe $500 for the same procedure. And right now, just for the Newsworthy listeners, you can get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 to learn more and enter the code Newsworthy at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99 with the promo code Newsworthy. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Term and conditions may apply. Tens of thousands of Americans can say goodbye to their student loan debt. That's because the Education Department announced an overhaul of the so-called Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. That program is meant for people who choose to work as a teacher, police officer, or government worker, basically any job in the public sector. It says any federal student loan debts those people have after 10 years can be forgiven, as long as they've been working and making payments. The problem is, since the program started back in 2007, USA Today reports the federal government has rejected the vast majority of people who've applied for loan forgiveness, mostly because there's a lot of steps people have to take to qualify, and a lot of people messed up part of the process. That's supposed to change, though, starting this fall. The Education Department says people will now be able to correct mistakes and count payments they were trying to make toward the program. The government says because of this new overhaul, it will immediately erase debt for 22,000 people to the tune of $1.7 billion. Then it estimates tens of thousands more can get their debts forgiven as well. Amazon's popular streaming platform, Twitch, fell victim to a major cyber attack. Hackers leaked more than 120 gigabytes worth of data online. It reportedly includes confidential company information like source codes and details about upcoming products, as well as some financial information, like how much money Twitch pays its top creators. They say the platform's top streamers have made millions of dollars in the last 2 years. It's not clear if hackers got any user data, but experts say Twitch users might want to change their passwords as a precaution. General Motors is taking on Tesla. The company says it plans to take the top spot as the leader in the electric vehicle market over the next decade. During its annual presentation to investors, GM said half of its factories in North America and China will be able to produce electric vehicles by 2030. Already this week, GM announced it's building a battery research facility in Michigan. And executives told investors they'll also announce a new electric truck plant being built in the U.S. soon. This will mean a lot more electric cars and trucks in the GM lineup, like electric versions of the Silverado, Buick, Cadillac, and Sierra. And company leaders say the money they make from all the new electric vehicles, as well as other ventures like robo-taxis, will mean a lot of growth. In fact, they say revenue should double by 2030. And through it all, GM promised no hourly workers will lose their jobs in their transition to electric, and the company will keep hiring more people with backgrounds in tech. Of course, GM is not alone in wanting to switch to electric vehicles. Just last month, Ford announced plans to build 3 new battery factories and an electric truck plant in the U.S. by 2025. And Toyota says it's building similar factories around the world. Google started rolling out new tools to help users reduce their carbon footprint. One of the most visible changes is to Google Maps. The app will now suggest the most fuel-efficient route when you're driving somewhere by analyzing things like traffic congestion and road incline. In the short term, it could help drivers use less gas. In the long term, Google says this feature will have the same impact as removing 200,000 cars from the road. As for traveling by air, Google will now show you the estimated carbon dioxide emissions for each flight you look up. Flights with lower emissions compared to others on the same route will be labeled with a green badge. Google will also display a green badge next to hotels that are committed to lowering their environmental impact. And if you're shopping for appliances that use a lot of energy, like furnaces, stoves, and dishwashers, the search engine will suggest sustainable options. Google CEO says the goal of these new features is to make it easier for people to go green. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Ritual. Do you think you're getting all the nutrients you need in your diet? Research shows probably not. That's why I love knowing I'm supporting my health by taking Ritual vitamins every day, which, by the way, have research to back them up. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, for example, was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. And Ritual has a vitamin specifically designed for everyone, women, pregnant women, men, and even kids. I trust Ritual enough that I've been taking their vitamins so long that I've needed three different versions of it. I've taken the women's multivitamin, the prenatal vitamin, and now the postnatal vitamin. I love that I can trust the traceable, non-GMO, vegan-friendly ingredients as well. So whichever Ritual vitamin is right for you, try it. Because Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. There's an official holiday coming up this Monday, Columbus Day. It was first celebrated in the U.S. in 1792, and President Roosevelt made it a federal holiday in 1937. It's been seen as a day to celebrate Italian-American heritage and honor Christopher Columbus. But Columbus Day has become controversial in recent decades, in large part because Columbus's arrival kickstarted colonization in the Western Hemisphere and led to millions of Native American deaths through sickness and violence. So in 1977, the United Nations formally recommended replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. South Dakota was the first to make that change in 1990. Now, 17 states plus Washington, D.C. observe Indigenous Peoples Day instead of or in addition to Columbus Day. This is part of a broader movement to promote respect for Native American communities. Perhaps the most visible effort has been happening in professional sports. Organizations like Cleveland's baseball team and Washington's football team have been dropping Native American mascots. Some schools have started to follow suit by changing mascots as well. And on the federal level, the Biden administration is meeting with Native American tribal leaders this month to discuss how to protect and restore tribal homelands. Thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.